So, a brief history of the project, if you like. This project started when George and I met for coffee in Lisbon because we knew that we wanted his company and my company to do some work together, and we knew that wasn't going to happen unless we started doing some work together. And we had one of those meetings where we both brought some ideas to the table, so we actually got something to talk about. And George brought the story of the Flat Daddies that Chris told you all earlier, which he'd cut out of the Publico newspaper. And he'd also brought another story from Publico the same week, which was about a survey showing that American soldiers serving in Iraq spent the vast majority of their leisure time playing war games on computers. So playing war sims like Medal of Honor and Call of Duty, where they were being soldiers in other arguably simpler wars. And there were a couple of other stories that George had got as well. And they immediately leapt out to me that they were all about fakes or stand-ins or replicas. And what I brought to the table was my kind of ongoing fascination with maps and mapping, given that this was to be an international collaboration, and we were meeting in Portugal, and I'm from England. So the project is to make a theatre piece, an 80-minute turn up at 7:45, pay your money and watch a show piece. This project has kind of come out of the process of preparing that show. The way we're making this show is a way we're quite familiar with, the idea of a story exchange. We have made projects that are exchanges of stories with the audience members, or we have made shows that are stories that audience members have told us during the process. What we want to do in this project is begin to fictionalise those stories, not just repeat what we're told. We want to find connections between them. We're interested in a durational task, something that is around for a long time, which lets people think about it for longer and make connections, which is why we're here for 6 hours. We didn't want to just come and talk about it. We wanted to do it in Edinburgh. We did it for 12 hours. In Glasgow, we did it for 2 3-hour sessions. We make work through processes that generate conversation and generate thoughts that people have after they've left us and then email us or get back in touch after they've thought about it. We're enjoying the limitations with this project. We like the fact that a set of post-it notes are actually a really inadequate way, spatially and geographically, of representing the world. Chris gets a bit upset in Europe and the Balkans because they're too close together, and you know, Southern America much easier, but actually looks much less like a continent when you put them all together. So we like that. As Chris mentioned earlier, we have noticed that despite the supposed ambitions to kind of recognise every country as of equal worth, we quickly cut off the bits of the Pacific to fit onto the table, and smaller island nations are the first to kind of, for us to be less worried about.